Welcome to the Next Level Sales Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast for you if you're a sales leader early in your career, you're looking to get to the next level, looking to shorten that learning curve, become really great in a short amount of time. You know, most sales leaders don't get any kind of mentorship or formal education or really attention for many years and are just kind of figuring it out themselves. And I think you should have more than that. I think you should use resources like this to become really awesome. And so welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. I'm Derek Jankowski. I'm your host. Today, I'm going to be talking about a calendar teardown or calendar reboot. I know that probably sounds really, really exciting. As you please stay awake as you drive your car home on your morning commute or do whatever you're doing. Last week, we talked about focus. And focus being one of the biggest leverage points that you can make in order to find outsized success. Wanted to follow that on with an actual strategy that I use to manage my time across the year. What I'm going to be talking about is what I have been doing the last probably 3 years, once per quarter, to dig into my calendar and make sure I'm focusing on the most important things. You know, this is for anyone who has too much to do, has tons and tons of meetings or events on their calendar. If you're skipping things or pushing back and you're feeling guilty about it, if you want to feel less stressed, if you want to get more clarity, if you want to get more done, this is an episode that you will get a lot out of. The topic isn't sexy, the results are. Before we jump in, just want to let you know that if you like episodes like this one, if you like podcasts like this one, you'll probably really like the Mastermind, the Next Level Sales Leadership Mastermind. Go to the show notes, click the link, check it out. You can also see it in my LinkedIn profile page in my featured section. You can also feel free to message me on LinkedIn or email me at derek@derekjankowski.com. And I'd be happy to hop on a Zoom or on a phone call and talk to you about it or reply to your email. Whatever works for you. The people who are in the group are getting a ton out of it. We run trainings like this one. This is an example of what we do sometimes in the mastermind. Also networking with other really sharp people earlier in their career who are looking to accomplish big things. So check that out if that's something you're interested in. So as we dive into this, again, this is the calendar reboot. Sometimes called a calendar teardown. So I'm just going to straight up walk you through the process that I would follow. When I was managing people, I would take one day each quarter. It was usually that first week. I had a one work from home day. I know right now as I record this, most places are locked down. There's still a global pandemic going on that hopefully we emerge from soon and many people will be back in the office. The key here isn't where you go, it's how easy it is for people to reach you. So what I mean by that is, yeah, it'll be difficult to do what I'm going to describe in the office because people are going to knock on the door, they're going to try to pull you into things. So if you are at a company where you work in an office, make this a day where you work from home or you know, from somewhere that's not the office, but somewhere that's very private. If you are in a distributed workforce, you're already in a place like that. In both cases, you should have a solid entire morning where the people who rely on you know that you're going to go dark. Your reps know that they won't be able to reach you. Your boss knows that they won't be able to reach you. Your peers know there's an absolute emergency. You know, people can call you or something, but Slack is off. You're not in your email. You're not doing anything like that because you really, really need to zone in and focus on getting this right. Once you have that kind of privacy, and I'm talking like your spouse knows not to talk to you. You've had, you know, you've eaten, you don't need to break to eat. And you can just zone in on this. Grab physical paper or like a whiteboard, something you're going to physically write, not on your laptop. the act of actually writing things is really powerful and forces you to focus more. I like to do this in a notebook. I love whiteboards. I just don't have one at my house yet, knock on wood. You are going to start by writing down your priorities for the quarter. In order to do that, you may already have had to do things like take a deep dive into your team's metrics from last quarter. How are they converting at each step of the funnel? Are you going to have new reps? Like, you should have a sense of what these next 90 days are going to be like for you. If you are not sure the answer at this point, that's okay. Right? Just start writing down all of the things that you believe you will need to do. It's okay to brain dump. It's okay to write down things if you're not sure. Just get it all down. You know, like, I would write things down like work out 3 times a week, walk my dog, you know, batch cook food on Sundays, have one-on-ones with my reps, one-on-ones with boss, like, you know, look at metrics, take a deep dive into one metric a week, specific coaching, specific projects, okay, interviews, whatever. Write all of those things down. This might take you an hour. If you start to run out of things, go pull up your calendar or wherever you track what you do for the day, whatever notebooks you use, and write down, you know, what's there. What's there for the next 90 days? If you go back and look at the last 90 days, are there things that you know you're going to have to repeat? Look at all those things. Then, now you have all that on probably several sheets of paper. Typically, I would have front and back, you know, I'd have a regular size notebook, 4 pages. So 2 pieces of paper, front and back. Those were all of my things. Then look at them and figure out, what are the subtasks associated with that? What do I mean by that? If you're going to coach somebody, that's multiple things. You may have a 30 minutes scheduled with each of your 8 reps every single week to practice something. Well, what does your preparation for that meeting look like? Do you have to schedule time to listen to calls so you know what to coach on? Probably. Do you have to have time to look at metrics so you know what to coach on? Even if you can prep for everybody in 30 minutes, doesn't matter, write it down. You're trying to get everything onto a piece of paper. Every single subtask. You know, and I'm looking at one of mine right now, and I've got things like, let's see, meeting with the mastermind each week. That's 1 hour a week. I have to promote it. So I'm going to write things on LinkedIn. And I wrote down how much time I expect I need to schedule to do that. I have to create content. How much time does it take to do that? So this is your next step. You have those subtasks. Now you're going to go down the list. And you're going to write down how much time each of those things takes. If you have 8 people on your team, you're coaching them for 30 minutes a day, doing some kind of practice. You're also doing 30 minutes of listening to calls with them. You're also doing one-on-ones. You know, is a pipeline review a separate meeting for you? You have team meetings, writing all those things down, getting a sense of the amount of time that each thing you're going to do takes. What does preparation take? What does wrap-up take? When the meeting is over, are you taking notes before you move on to your next meeting? Get all that on a piece of paper. Then the next thing you're going to do is you're going to dive into your calendar. Now, hopefully you have some kind of digital calendar that you use to manage your day. If you don't, doing that is probably going to save you a ton of time. When I started selling in the field, I became a huge advocate of using Google Calendar. I would schedule where all of my meetings were. I would block off, when was I doing phone time? When was I walking into places in person? And it was just an easy centralized place to put everything. People who need to meet with me could see that and book meetings with me. That would all be fine. So you're going to go in your calendar, you're going to remove everything that you own. Now, you might have some meetings that you don't own. If you're one-on-one with your boss, that might be something, that might be an event that your boss owns. He's the organizer. You don't have control of that right now. that may be something that you ask to either own or move at a later date, but it's okay. You can leave it right now if you don't own it. Then you're going to take this piece of paper and you're going to figure out which of those things do you actually have to do. Somebody commented on my LinkedIn today. And so I'm recording this, what's the date? This is April 27th of 2021. So if you go to my LinkedIn and you look at my post today is about sprinting through work and how slowing down reduces stress without getting less done. And Adam Pasch wrote that every day, you know, he wanted to know the top three things that need to get done and the top three things that can just go away. When you're trying to figure out how to do more, elimination is one of the most powerful tools in your toolbox. If you're looking at this list that you made and you have 50 hours of recurring weekly things that you have to do plus other projects, it's time to just be honest with yourself and acknowledge that that's not all going to get done. So what are the things that have to get done this quarter? What are the things that have to get done this quarter? What are the things that it's okay if you put them off until next quarter? They're not urgent or they're not important. What are the things that it's okay if you never do? Or it's a nice to have if you can get around to it. Take the things that have to get done this quarter and do those things. Now, I want to be clear, I'm not advocating that you schedule 50 hours of freaking urgent work every single week. Make sure that the work is important, that it's impactful, that you do your best, that it's long-term value, not only short-term value. Sometimes you got to put out fires. Sometimes it's worth letting a fire just burn out. You know, some things aren't worth saving. And it's hard to say that, and it's hard to hear that. But if you're honest with yourself, you'll identify that there are probably some things on your list that if you just let them burn out, you'll be better off. Because it'll let you double down on the things that move the needle the most for you. So some of those categories that you want to think about is, absolutely, you got to make your reps better. If you're a frontline sales manager, that's your number one responsibility, is making your reps and your team better. It's got to go on there. And for a short time, you can decide that your number one rep maybe only needs coaching every other week, but they need coaching. Don't just focus on bottom performers. Also note that the middle class, you know, the people who are sort of in the middle, sometimes hit, sometimes don't, or come really close every month. You probably get more lift per minute invested in coaching by focusing on those folks. All right, so what are the things that you absolutely have to do? Start blocking those into your schedule. Now, so you go through, even though you just listened to what I said, you're probably still gonna get to the point where it's more than the number of hours that you can really do. If you think about being a sales leader, Kevin Dorsey, if you know him, he talks about how sales management is a 45 to 50 hour a week job. If you're doing much more than that, probably something is wrong, okay? And you should look to really cut things. If you're doing a lot less than that, probably something is wrong, right? What are some things, you know, how can you take on more in order to have a bigger impact on the team? Can you develop some content? Can you help out a peer or something like that? All right, so that's sort of the box. Keep in mind that you need breaks. You gotta take lunch, you're gonna use the restroom. Things are gonna come up each day that you'll have to deal with. So if you're looking at a nine hours of work in a day, probably doesn't make sense to plan more than about 6 hours of work, maybe 7. If you do, you're just going to get caught in that you know, moving events to the future trap all over again. So create that space, create blocks. I do recommend blocking off things. You know, if you already have 7 hours planned, block off the rest of the time so nobody just throws meetings at you. All right, some other what I'll call tips and tricks. If you still feel like there's too much, if you feel like, hey, I actually have 70 hours a week, every week that I have to do. All right, one, give yourself permission to not do that. The thing is that oftentimes high performers, we tend to put all this pressure on ourselves to get a ton of things done. It's okay not to. Are you giving yourself that permission? Two, evaluate return on investment on all those tasks. If you feel like they all have to get done or you're not sure, then start comparing them to each other. All right. If it's between coaching your best rep or your middle rep that you think can make it, probably go with your middle rep this week, right? Take your top rep out to lunch. You know, give them attention while doing something that you have to do anyway, sort of stacking tasks, combining them, but get that coaching done with the person who's going to benefit the most from coaching. Yeah, that might be your top rep this week. So think about that. Okay. Some things that I've done is I've done group coaching. I had 27 direct reports for a short time. And one of the things that I did that was really valuable was I grouped those reps and I would pull, you know, based on performance and, you know, do they share performance on a specific metric? So these seven reps have the worst show rate. These reps are scheduling the fewest meetings. These reps have the lowest win rate. And pulling them into a room by that batch and doing coaching that way. That could be listening to calls together and having them coach each other. Or it could just be reviewing best practices, reviewing process, reviewing expectations. And I think as you group people like that and you think it through, it should occur to you. It should kind of stand out what the one or two most important things you can do for each group. All right. And in some cases, if you're answering the same questions over and over, build a playbook. All right. Write down all the objection answers and train people on that. You know, these are the kinds of things that will save you time in the future, even if you have to let some fires burn today. The third thing, if you're still not sure, if you still get to a point where you just have too many hours, go talk to your boss. Hey, boss, these are all the things that I feel like I have to do this quarter. Can you help me prioritize them? What do you think? What do you care the most about me getting done this quarter? Or what do you think will have the biggest impact on my team? Let them weigh in. And then get in your calendar, lock it down, leave a little buffer for things to pop up, and that's your life. If you can't fit in personal things, limit your work hours. Listen, there are some things that are so important. I really strongly believe this, and I sometimes don't do the thing that I'm about to advocate, and whenever I don't do it, it hurts me. Like, your own health is so important. 80% of the time, eat pretty clean food, things that your parents would recognize as food, move. Any kind of working out that you'll actually do is awesome. If you're not going to lift weights, you just know you're not going to, then don't try. Don't try to convince yourself to do something you're not going to do. Walk. Go for a walk in the morning. I've started doing 10 minutes of yoga because it just helps me stretch out. So if that's the thing, then that's the thing. But moving every day is going to keep you healthy. See people that you love, like those kinds of things. I've got an episode coming up that's all about this, and we have an entire stress module in the mastermind. But also hit me up. Like if you're like, what are some tips? Ask me. I'd love to have that conversation with you. But those things are so important that you want to make sure that work doesn't get in the way. If you have kids, see them. I love to play with my dog. It's super fun. It, you know, it's aimless, right? It's not, I'm not trying to accomplish anything. It's like, we just like chasing each other around. All right. So if you get through those things, right, you tear up, you made a list of all your priorities. You tore out everything in your calendar. You organized your priorities. You sorted them based on, do I actually have to do it? You evaluated return on investment and which things you can drop. With whatever is left, you ask your boss to weigh in, and then you limited your work hours so you can get all your personal stuff in. Listen, probably nothing about any of this is so life-changing that you're going to start sending me awards or anything. It's not. I bet you've heard all or most of this advice before. If you start doing it, you will get more done than many of the managers that you know that are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Remember that in our line of work, it's about being effective, and that productivity is a function of how much you get done, not how much you do. It's not about how much you work. So I hope this is really helpful. My goal is to give you something that lets you get more done with less stress. And if you're able to do this and it helps you with that, or it doesn't, please let me know. I'd love to help you out with it. Thanks for listening to the show. I'm Derek Jankowski. This is the Next Level Sales Leadership Podcast. We'll see you next week.